Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Eid Khutbah. And the topic is, we made you into nations and tribes so that you may know one another. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, for how many people come to connect and know one another. Allahu Akbar, let us unite and mutually cooperate upon such goodness and standing together. Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi wa bihamdihi bukratan wa asila. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. O you who are rejoicing with Eid, this is the day of Eid. This is the day we receive after the fast of Ramadan. And this is the day that you and those who have fasted have earned through the taqwa and iman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, taqwa is the best provisions we can carry. For Allah says, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Indeed, the best provision is taqwa of Allah. Brothers and sisters, through taqwa, the ranks of creation are established. And through it, people are honored. As Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila, lita'arafu, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, inna Allaha alimun khabir. O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female, and made you into nations and tribes, that you may know one another. And indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is the knowing and the acquainted. From the Qudra and omnipotent power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his all-encompassing wisdom, is that he's made people into nations and tribes. But the wisdom of this diversity is that it becomes a means by which they can connect and know one another, and indeed come to know the deeper part of themselves through this knowing of the other. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes clear that any apparent distinction or difference between them is in reality only to be attained in the realm of taqwa and goodly character, and the embodiment of moral values. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. O believers, indeed, this ability to get to know one another increases the intimacy and the state of mutual affection that we should feel amongst one another. And this should be the way of the believer. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mu'min ya'lafu wa yu'laf," that the believer is friendly and is befriended. So with this spirit of friendship and this spirit of intimacy and mutual affection, we should, as believers, have relationships with one another of closeness, of intimacy, of affection. It is this relationship, or this ability to build a relationship, that allows for the attaining of mutual support and cooperation, which are pivotal elements of any society, and indeed is the answer to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of us. His call in the Quran, in which he says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and cooperate with one another in righteousness and piety. How can we, brothers and sisters, how can we hope to cooperate with one another if we're not able to be mutually effective and show affection to each other and have these bonds of relationship? So we need to know that this ta'aruf, this state of knowing one another, entails connection. It entails combining our efforts, uniting our energies, and complementing each other in the realm of experiences and knowledge with the common pursuit of good and development. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا, that He has produced you from the earth and He has settled you therein. In other words, Allah is urging us as humanity to collect, cultivate the earth, to cooperate with one another, no matter how different our ethnicities or nationalities may appear. At the root of who we really are, we share a collective humanity. And one of the things that makes all human beings common is that they seek and collectively strive to have peace in their lives. And that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, udkhulu fi s-silmi kaffa. It says, oh, you have believed. Allah says, enter into Islam completely. But He uses the word silm, which actually means peace. Because the idea is that if we enter into Islam completely, then we can attain unto perfect peace. So brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to attain unto this peace for ourselves, and to be the means of spreading of such peace throughout the world. And this is from the forms or effects of this ta'aruf, of coming to know one another. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked, which of the deeds are the best in Islam? Amongst these deeds, he responded by saying, they are تقرأ السلام على من عرفت ومن لم تعرف. He said, from amongst these beautiful deeds, or the best of deeds in Islam, is to greet with salam those whom you know and those whom you don't know. This entails, brothers and sisters, that we greet them not just with the formal greetings of salam, but that we entail and embody this salam in our natures, that we be people of bashasha, of happiness, of glad tidings, of cheery disposition, of kind disposition. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tabassumuka fi wajhi akhik laka sadaqa. He said, your smiling in the face of your brother is a charity. And so, brothers and sisters, on this day of Eid, but more than that, as a lifestyle, we should embody this bashasha, this cheerful disposition. And we should seek to strengthen the bonds of mutual affection and closeness we have to one another through the embodiment of goodly character. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِدْفَعَ بِالَّتِي هِي أَحْسَن. Repel that which is not good by that which is better or good. And so from the completion and perfection of our faith, of our iman, is our embodiment of character and righteousness as ihsan, as spiritual excellence. So let us make our Eid an Eid of love and affection. Let us fill our homes with such love. Let us pay attention to the bonds of kinship we have. Let us give generously to the poor and the needy. Let us seek to enter happiness into people's hearts, happiness into the hearts of those around us, happiness into the hearts of those who are needy in our society. That means we pay special attention to those who may have troubles, whose hearts may feel down. We should pay special attention on this day to the orphans, to the widows, to the neglected, to those who are lonely, who have no one to care for them. Let us especially seek to enter happiness into their hearts. Let no soul feel lonely on this day of Eid. Brothers and sisters, make this Eid one of happiness and embody this happiness. As believers, we have much to be happy and grateful for. وَكُلُّ عِيدٍ وَأَنْتْ بِخَيْرٍ. May every Eid find you in goodness and happiness. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And with this comes to an end the Eid khutbah. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran, Abu Dhabi.